Now we go to the South Florida district that Foley represented. Brian Crowley is political editor of the Palm Beach Post, and he joins me now from the district. Hi.
Hi.
So you've been working the story all weekend. What sort of reaction are you getting from people there?
Well, people are shocked. I think in some ways you could call it the seven stages of grief. They've gone into shock, and now many of them, I think, are starting to slip into anger.
Right. Because up until now, was he well-regarded? Do people
like him? He was one of the most popular politicians in South Florida, a very affable guy who was always out there doing things for people, spent a huge amount of time in his district, far more than the average congressman. Was always there for any charity that needed a ribbon cutting or a speech given. He was just extraordinarily popular in the district, always won his elections very easily. And while he had a close race this time, or a serious opponent, really, not so much close, he probably would have fairly easily won this time as well.
Well, tell us about that opponent. It's Tim Mahoney.
Tim Mahoney is a wealthy businessman that came out of nowhere, decided, I guess, that he made enough money that he now wanted to try public service, and he's the Democratic nominee. He's run a very, very vigorous campaign. I did notice early on that maybe the Foley campaign was a little too comfortable because they let Mahoney get his ads up, very vigorous, hard-hitting ads. He got those up first, got them up a couple of weeks without any kind of response from Foley, and as many people who follow politics know, that can be a serious mistake to let ads go up unanswered. Foley eventually came back and came back hitting almost twice as hard as Mahoney was, and it was starting to turn into a fairly ugly race, but there was no indication that Foley was going to lose. Now it looks like there's every indication that Mahoney could very well be the congressman from that district.
Now, Mahoney was once a Republican, I understand.
He was once a Republican. He has switched, as many Republicans and Democrats have done over the years, switched parties. He switched to Democrat, which is a little surprising in that district because it's a Republican district. But nobody was going to beat Mark Foley in a Republican primary. So if you had any ambition at all and believed you could succeed in that district, you would have to do it as a Democrat.
Now, you mentioned that this is an aggressive campaign that Mahoney's been waging. There were some accusations late last week that he may have released those emails.
You know, there are rumors out there that either Mahoney or someone in his campaign may have been behind that. We certainly haven't been able to confirm those rumors. And Tim Mahoney says he had nothing to do with it, that nobody on the staff had anything to do with it. And at this point, we have to take him at his word.
And I understand the Republican Party is meeting today to find a new candidate. Who's in the running?
No matter what they do, Foley's name will remain on the ballot. So it's a very awkward situation. The leading contender is Joe Negron. He's a current state senator. He steps down in November. He was recently a candidate for attorney general, dropped out of that race with about $1 million in the bank. The problem is, as you know, it's not as easy to transfer that money.
So what is the common thinking there if it was head-to-head, Negron and Mahoney? Who would win?
The first thing they're going to have to do is educate the voters. Pulling Foley's name, that vote will go to whoever the Republicans pick. Republicans in that district may be so turned off by that they'll stay home. And that could help Mahoney as well.
Brian Crowley, political editor of the Palm Beach Post. Thanks a lot.
Glad to be here.